Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a blessed day today. Lots of news as always, and we have a guest speaker coming on today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm doing great. It's my privilege to introduce Deborah Tavares. I've known Deborah, oh gosh, for years now. I first met her when I interviewed her several times on the Power Hour. I guess that was 3 or 4 years ago. She's a absolute incredible hard worker. She has put together a lot of information on her website. We'll talk about that. Today we're going to be talking about such topics as the space fence, the Gwen Towers, nanoparticles, geoengineering, the California fires, and a lot of other information that she specializes in as far as the government agencies that are involved in these different types of nefarious activities. So she'll be on with us in just a couple of minutes. But I wanted to cover two stories before we bring her on. Number one, the Trump administration has now waived punishment for convicted banks, including Deutsche Bank, which Trump owes millions of dollars to. This is aggravating to me because when I see stuff like this, it just causes too much speculation. This is an article by David Ciorta, and it says the Trump administration has waived part of the punishment for 5 megabanks whose affiliates were convicted of and fined for manipulating global interest rates. One of the Trump administration waivers was granted to Deutsche Bank, which is owed at least $130 million by President Trump and his business empire, and has also been fined for its role in a Russian laundering money scheme. Now, the thing it aggravates me about this, Austin, is that it looks bad for Trump when he does stuff like this. And quite frankly, I'd have probably walked away from that if I'd have been him. But again, remember, the entire global banking structure is a giant Ponzi scheme. And I guess he's afraid to start pulling out sticks underneath the Ponzi scheme and having all the matchboxes fall down. So I think he's careful about that. Also, Huma Abedin and her husband, Anthony Weiner, have called off their divorce. Both parties have agreed to end the case. This is from the New York Post. This says from the New York Post. It says Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin and her jailed sexaholic hubby, Anthony Weiner, have withdrawn their pending divorce case, the Post has learned. Abedin was scheduled to appear in Manhattan Supreme Court on Wednesday afternoon for a compliance conference of their contested divorce. Instead, one of her attorneys submitted paperwork on both parties agreeing that the case to end the case, the court said. Now, let me share with you real quick about this. You know, in a court of law, when you're married, you cannot testify or be compelled to testify against your spouse. Since Huma Abedin and Weiner were both involved as far as hiding emails that had come from the Clinton server, now neither one of these guys can testify against each other, and they cannot give corroborating testimony. So from a legal standpoint, very smart deal for them, these guys, to do that. But from a truth standpoint, now they can cover for each other. It's going to be interesting now trying to get convictions in either of their cases concerning any of this stuff as far as the confidential and the files and the national secrets that were on this server that was being passed around. What do you think, Austin, about both these cases?
Yeah, there's definitely no question about it. I mean, that's why they're calling off the whole divorce thing. They're not going to sit there and do that because they know it's going to happen. As soon as they get divorced, then they're going to get subpoenaed to testify. And they're involved in way too much shady stuff with that. And as far as what Trump's doing, that's pretty aggravating, as you said. The issue is once we give more power to the banks, once we give them more leniency, we see the stuff they did back in 2008, and they got pretty much completely and totally get out of jail free card. And that was pretty irritating to see what they did and what they were allowed to do to the entire economy and essentially have the taxpayers pay them to do what they did. And I really hope we're not being set up for another giant banking collapse again as we were in 2008.
Who knows? Also from the Daily Mail today, this is interesting. Seal is slamming Oprah. Now, Seal is that incredibly, how should I say this, very unattractive guy who married Heidi Klum, which I really don't understand any of that. But he slams Oprah, so I got to give him a kudos for that. He said, "You've been part of the problem for decades." Seal slams Oprah for ignoring rumors against Harvey Weinstein and says she's an example of sanctimonious Hollywood after her Golden Globes speech. The singer Seal lashed out at Oprah Winfrey following her inspirational Globe speech, which focused on the plight of sex abuse victims. Seal accused the media maven of knowing about the rumors against Harvey Weinstein and ignoring them. In the post, he just shared two images of Oprah with Weinstein and called her part of the problem before closing with a hashtag that read sanctimonious Hollywood. I'll give him kudos for that. He's absolutely right. And what we don't need is another globalist like Oprah Winfrey running for president of the United States. What do you think, Oz?
You're right. That's funny. He called her out. No, she's wrapped up in the whole globalist New World Order as well. A lot of the stuff she promotes, a lot of the stuff she does. And the fact that she gave that speech acting like she was, you know, above all that, and that he, you know, did something horrible, which he did. He was a horrible, horrible person. But the fact that all of them knew it, they've been involved in it. In my opinion, they've probably promoted it, and in some cases even set some of that stuff up with him. They're completely complicit in all that stuff, Deb.
Unbelievable. Well, okay. Yeah, I want to just cover a couple quick stories with you guys today. Also, thank you so much. I have been deluged with emails about yesterday's show. You guys absolutely loved it. Thank you so much. A lot of energy went into that show, and quite frankly, it's completely and totally politically incorrect. If you're a politically correct person, which I can pretty much guarantee you are not because you're listening to this show today, tune into yesterday's show. It goes into detail. We named names and dates and places on yesterday's show, so it was interesting. It's my pleasure right now to bring in Deborah Taveras. She's a friend of mine. I've known her for many years now. I actually interviewed her on the Power Hour several times, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. An incredibly brilliant lady. She's like a one-stop shop as far as guests are concerned. She can just kind of go for an entire hour and keep you entertained. So I'm glad to have her back on. She took a several year hiatus from the industry, and now she's back working again. So we're all very happy to have her back in. So Deborah, are you here with me? Are you here with us now?
Well, Ted, thank you very much, and everyone that's listening. Yes, I was traveling while we were really not on the air. We went to Russia and we went to South America, and that's going to be another show down the road. But the reason that I am back is because I'm here in Sonoma County, here in Northern California, where the fires were started by directed energy weapons, by lasers. And the enormity of the assault on Northern California and what has happened now in Montecito with the slides in the Santa Barbara area is all part of the directed energy hit to pummel our economy, cause mass displacement of the population, but more importantly, to bring in some new policies that many of you are unaware are being brought in. And we're going to be discussing that. But first, I want to state this. War. The first victim of war is the truth. The second victim of war is the truth. And also a quote from the former FBI director warning us, J. Edgar Hoover, in 1956. He said this, quote, "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse the philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. We are facing an enormous and monstrous reality." And as Martin Luther King Jr. has quoted, he said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemy, but the silence of our friends." So to that end, I would ask everyone that's listening to please subscribe to StopTheCrime.net so you can get our latest blast outs. This is all free. Everything on that website is free, predominantly. And I would ask that you please subscribe to StopTheCrime.net. I would also ask that you understand that what is occurring by Rothschild and Rockefeller is, of course, the delusion of peak oil. Our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs. And our water is not scarce. They are in the process right now of coming to the United States of America to transform North America and to scoop up our water supplies in city policies that are intertwined. Now, what do I mean by that? I've done many, many YouTubes on climate action plans and energy action plans. These plans have been adopted in every city and every county throughout the United States. Now, what fundamentally everyone needs to understand is every city, every county, in fact, every agency is a corporation. They're doing business. And it's important to understand that we have a de facto government. It is USA Inc., and it is traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, I've talked many times about James Traficant, whom we had the pleasure to meet in 2012. And he wrote the book, America's Last Minuteman. And he said this so eloquently on the floor, the congressional floor. I'm just going to read this to you so that you understand the magnitude that we face as a country. It's the bankruptcy of the United States. And this was presented on the floor by James Traficant in March of 17th of 1993. Now, of course, we know that the bankruptcy was many, many decades prior. But he said this, Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the world's history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it's a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act. And he cites March 3rd of 1933, but we know it was during the Civil War as well. March 9th, 1933, as declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent. And it's important to know that they dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States government offices, officers, and departments. And it's further evidence that the United States government exists today in name only. He goes on to tell us, which is a fact, the receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. And again, all United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only.
Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay, in name only. Now, I want to jump into how all of this enormity is being financed, because very, very few people understand that our government's entities, which are all of our cities and counties, have a double set of books, and it's called CAFR. C-A-F-R, and it means Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And it's very important to understand that the CAFR is a deliberate and massive swindle that is perpetrated by every government agency from your local school districts all the way up to the federal government, which is USA Inc. In fact, we are now Earth Inc. We're beyond USA Inc. They're heading for a one world order, and it is now Earth Inc. It's a big plot to steal all of our public funds. As soon as our revenue goes into government, they skim off the dollars into secret funds, and they keep that money off budget and hidden. So when we look around, we can see the degrading infrastructure of our cities. Certainly everyone can see the roads. We have potholes everywhere. We don't have the roadsides being kept up. We are wondering where all of the money is going. That's just one example. It's being skimmed off, and what is happening is the government is profiting. The exploitation and uses all of its power and force and lawmaking authority to make investments in corporations. Government invests, which makes government wealthy, exploiting Americans by bringing Americans' income down to a third world. It's very, very important what is happening. This is how largely how a lot of the overhead weather manipulation programs are paid. And this is a global theft of all people on the planet. They're stealing money. And it is a fact, and everybody needs to understand that their governments are incorporated and they're being raped financially, emotionally, and spiritually by the massive, massive takedown. Everyone can look at the CIA hitmen. It's an economic hitman. Understand what is happening here in this country now. We see it here in Northern California. And what do I mean by that? Okay, the cities have all approved climate action plans. In your town, they may be referred to as energy action plans. But that's all part of the lies of climate change. Climate change is really a code name for genocide. It's a global genocide. because under the next words after climate change, they say really that there are too many people using too much stuff. So we've got to get used to what is being said and stop saying it, because climate change is a made-up reality for the international controllers to steal our funds and globally exterminate all of us. Now, I've talked about the silent weapons for quiet wars quite a bit, and I'm going to just bring it back for a moment or two, because it's important to understand that we are being taken over by a silent weapons system of warfare.
Deborah, hang on one second. Let me add one thing to this. Deborah is right. When we went bankrupt in the U.S. in 33 and 34, they set up the Exchange Stability Fund. I urge all of you to research the Exchange Stability Fund. There's a seven-part video on the Exchange Stability Fund, or maybe five parts, you can get on YouTube for free, and it goes into detail exactly how they extract money through for the shadow government through the Exchange Stability Fund, through the international banking cartels. This was set up under Roosevelt's administration. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, there's also a very good YouTube, TED, that I would also recommend people watch. It's called Why the Constitution Had to Be Destroyed. Why the Constitution Had to Be Destroyed. Look at that on YouTube. But I want to tell you a little bit about the system that is in place. And it is a horrific system, remembering that the truth is illegal. And in the Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars document, you need to understand that this is a technical manual to subvert history and law, and it's about manipulation, enslavement, and genocide. Now, who put this document together? Who was involved in what you're going to hear me read a little bit of? The U.S. Air Force, Harvard University, the international bankers, and Rockefeller. And this is the thinking of the international bankers. They go on to say that today's solution to the problems requires an approach which is ruthlessly candid, with no agonizing over religious, moral, or cultural values. No agonizing over anything. You are qualified to participate in this project because of your ability to look at human society with cold objectivity, and yet analyze and discuss your observations and conclusions with others of similar intellectual capacity without the loss of discretion. Such virtues are exercised in your own best interest. Do not deviate from them. So we're going to talk in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document on page 6, and this is going to lead in to what is happening here in Northern California in Sonoma County after the intentional burning up. In fact, at this point, for those of you who have not caught our YouTube, it is entitled The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. And there are two parts to the plan. One plan has already occurred, which is what just occurred here on October 8th and 9th and burned for several weeks. The other plan has not yet happened. So I would ask you all to watch the entire two-show part. I did this with Jeff Rentz on his radio show 2.5 years ago. So again, the plan to burn up Northern California. So now in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, it tells us about this, about energy. Energy is recognized as the key to all activity on Earth. Natural science is the study of the sources and control of natural energy, and social science, theoretically expressed as economics, is the study of the sources and control of social energy. Control of everything, basically. Both are bookkeeping mathematics. Therefore, mathematics is the primary energy science, and the bookkeeper can be king if the public can be kept ignorant of the methodology of the bookkeeping. All science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is control. Beyond this remains only one issue. Who will be the beneficiary? in 1960.
Okay, let me add something real quick. The Jason Advisory Group, which was started in the 50s, which answered solely pretty much to DARPA, worked directly in bringing about what we're talking about right now as far as the mass genocide of the human population. One of the primary things they were concerned about, these are the world's leading scientists, was to bring about eugenics into the population and to reduce the population of the planet. They said that was their most pressing issue. In fact, they gave four or five different ways of doing that, and this is what we're talking about right now. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, absolutely it is, and the descriptive introduction of the silent weapons system is this. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, but only in its own manner of functioning. The silent weapons shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of chemical reaction or explosion, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with the daily social life of all human beings. The system is unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows what to look for. So I'm going to jump in to several other items here in Northern California, and then we're going to talk about the next climate hit on us, because it is unthinkable. First, we were all very elated here in Northern California. The activist had won a decision by the California Public Health Department, where the Public Health Department had to release the held back information that they had gathered over 7 years ago about the use and the harm of cell phones. So we won this advisory, again, the California Public Health Department, and these are some of the things they told us we needed to reduce in use of cell phones. They said, the new state guidelines include practical steps to reduce exposure to radio frequency radiation from cell phones, and they include, carry your cell phone in a backpack, briefcase, or purse, not in a pocket, bra, or belt, or a holster. Reduce cell phone use when the signal is weak. Limit the use of cell phones to stream audio or video, or to download or upload large files. Keep your cell phones away from your bed at night. Remove your headsets when not in use. Avoid products that claim to block radio frequency energy. Now, that's a curious comment, because I am not so sure that they have that assurance that things are not able to block the energy. We do know that if you wrap your cell phones in Mylar and you call it from another phone, if you've wrapped it substantially, often it won't receive a signal. And that's what we should all be doing at night to reduce the radio frequencies that are being pummeled into our homes through our wires from the smart meters and from the cell towers. We are under a massive assault with microwave energy and radiation. The people that are concerned about the RF energy from the cell phones in particular, but all of the energy that is in excess of the Earth's natural energy.
Now, Deborah, let me ask you another question. Tell us about the 5G network and what they're planning to do with that.
Yeah, I'm going to. But I want to read what the concerns are about cell phones, and this is all true. And this is what they hid by not disclosing the taxpayer-paid results that the telecom industry withheld for 7 years. And the reason they withheld it is they figured for certain that there would be an addictive process for the use of these technologies. And certainly the dopamine effect and the addictions to the cell phone has overweighed people even hearing that it will cause brain cancer and tumors of the of the nerves needed for hearing and maintaining balance and the our glands. It lowers sperm counts in inactive or less mobile sperm. It creates headaches and effects in learning and memory, hearing, behavior, and sleep. And they go on after they make this advisory that these studies do not establish the link of all of these things definitely. However, the scientists disagree about whether cell phones cause these health problems and how great the risks might be. This document is intended to provide guidance for those people who want to reduce their own cell usage and their family's exposure to RF energy from cell phones, despite the uncertainty. Now, I want to say at this point, and this is extremely important, Rothschild runs the electrical companies throughout the United States. And because of that, we get these inserts in our bills. And they discuss and lay out the EMF energy assault from the smart meters, which we covered quite extensively in other programs and other shows. But it's the same doublespeak. They're uncertain. They're not sure. It doesn't really hold proof. But they are still investigating because of the uncertainty. It's that kind of doublespeak. Always.
Deborah, let me add one thing to this. Let me add one thing. When J.P. Morgan actually took Nikola Tesla on as a partner to basically tie up his patents as far as wireless energy and not being billed for energy around the country, J.P. Morgan was a cutout for the Rothschild Bank, and he worked with Edison and Westinghouse, and all of these guys were funded through the Rothschild banking cartel. That's where Deborah's coming in with the link, because these guys ultimately control the entire power grid structure, billing structure, because of their patents and et cetera, and their interlocking corporate directorships in the United States. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, it's important to also understand that the cell phones are a weapon. We did an interview with Barry Trower. It's up on YouTube. It's called The Cooking of Humanity. And that lumps in all the wireless frequency devices that we're using today. I would urge everybody to watch The Cooking of Humanity. But also, the wireless usage, they say, of course, will provide for increased convenience or ability to do work more efficiently. But it tracks and spies on all of us, and it's used to emit covert weaponized military frequencies for psychotronically mind-controlled by remote control. So that is what is really behind all of this. And what is really behind the UN Agenda 21 smart cities, which I call human settlement zones, is to literally use weather weapons to move us into towns, off the rural lands. And here's why. And certainly, Ted, you know that the 5G network is rolling in. They're talking about it. They're acting as, like it could be, you know, down the road. But it is not down the road, just like the ID chipping of all of us. This is not down the road. It's all being rolled out now. And what is important to understand about the 5G network is they are military weapons and they're assault frequencies. And this is what it says off of the IEEE, that's IEEE technology website. And I have a YouTube up. We filmed an IEEE meeting in San Jose. And it is entitled on YouTube, IEEE Technology Future Death Trap. So while we were there filming this, I must say this because this is critical for everyone to understand. Every city, corporated city, every agency, every county, every level of this corporate network that has infested our reality runs on the Delphi technique. They hire consultants to bring the meeting conclusions to a predetermined agenda. And I want to say we saw that at the IEEE meeting in San Jose, where they flew engineers from all over the world for 3 days of presentations. And we were filming that the first half a day before we were caught. We weren't trying to be covert about it, but suddenly they realized that we were filming, and they wanted to take our camera. So then we got a letter from the IEEE Park Avenue attorney that if we showed anything at all that we had filmed, they would come after us. So what you're going to see on the IEEE YouTube, IEEE Technology Future Death Trap, are the notes and what was able to be garnered from that meeting, and it is horrific. So, again, on the IEEE website, they have a document entitled Everything You Need to Know About 5G. I'm going to cover that now. Today's mobile users want faster data speeds and more reliable service. The next generation of wireless networks, 5G, promises to deliver that and much more. With 5G users, which 5G users should be able to download a high-definition film in under a second, a task that could take 10 minutes on the 4G. The wireless engineers say these networks will boost the development of other new technologies too, such as autonomous vehicles, virtual reality, and the Internet of Things. If all goes well, and I tell you all is going well, the telecommunications companies will debut the first commercial 5G networks in the early 2020s. Right now, though, the 5G is still in the planning stages. Now, they say this to make it appear that they haven't already decided on this. This is already a decision. So you have to read these documents knowing that that is the doublespeak that's used in all these documents. So again, right now, though, the 5G is still in the planning stages, and the companies and industry groups are working together to figure out exactly how it will be. But they all agree on one matter, that the number of mobile users and their demands for data rises. 5G must handle far more traffic at much higher speeds than the base stations that make up today's cellular networks. They go on to tell us, to achieve this, wireless engineers are designing a suite of brand new technologies. Together, these technologies will deliver data with less than a millisecond of delay compared to about 70 milliseconds on today's 4G networks, and bring peak download speeds of 20 gigabytes per second compared to 1 gigabyte on the 4G to the users. They go on to say that today's wireless networks have run into problems, though. More people and devices are consuming more data than ever before, but it remains crammed in some bands of radio frequency spectrum that mobile providers have already used. This means less bandwidth for everyone, causing slower service and more dropped connections. One way to get around this problem is to simply transmit signals on a whole new swath of spectrum, one that has never been used for mobile services before. That's why providers are experimenting with broadcasting on millimeter waves, which use higher frequencies than the radio waves that had long been used by mobile phones in the past. Until now, only operators of satellites and radar systems used millimeter waves for real-world application. Now some cellular providers have begun to use them to send data between users with a nearby base station, and this is an entirely new approach. Again, remembering, these are military assault frequencies. They go on to say...
Let me add one thing real quick, whatever. What we have to understand with these Wi-Fi radiations, that one of the many kinds of electromagnetic fields, or the EMFs, that we're exposed to this day, these directly affect our nervous system, they directly affect our heart, they directly affect our cell-to-cell communication, our brain, our muscles, our retina, and they cause cancer, guys. This is really, really, you understand how important what Deborah's saying is right now. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, on StopTheCrime.net, we have a microwave radiation frequency list of all of the variety of things that this frequency exposure causes. And it is unbelievable. And, of course, all of the causes of these illnesses makes money for Big Pharma. We attended a meeting where Big Pharma said, yes, Rothschild. Mm-hmm. We attended a meeting, again, in San Jose, where there was a 20-round table discussion with pharmaceutical companies, they came together with one conclusion. They're going to be rebranding pharmaceuticals as food. But
there
let me
go.
Now jump back into this IEEE spectrum. They go on to say that one way to get around the problem of too many people on the spectrum is to simply transmit signals on a whole new swath of spectrum, one that's never been used by mobile devices or services before. That's why providers are experimenting with broadcasting on millimeter waves, which use higher frequencies than the radio waves that have long been used for mobile phones. Until now, only the operators of satellites and radio systems and millimeter waves for real-world applications have been used. There is one major drawback to millimeter waves, though. They can't easily travel through buildings or obstacles, and they can be absorbed by foliage and rain. That's why 5G networks will likely augment traditional cell towers and another new technology called small cells. Small cells are portable, miniature base stations and that require minimal power to operate and can be placed about every 820 feet apart throughout all of our cities. To prevent signals from being dropped, carriers will install thousands of these stations in every city to form a dense network that acts like a relay team receiving signals from other base stations and sending data to users at any location. They go on to tell us that while traditional cell networks have also come to rely on an increasingly number of base stations, achieving 5G performance will require an even greater infrastructure. Luckily, antennas on small cells can be much smaller than traditional antennas. If you are transmitting tiny millimeter waves, this size difference makes it even easier to stick cells on light poles and atop buildings. This radically different network structure should provide more targeted and efficient use of the spectrum. Having more stations means the frequencies that one station uses to connect with other devices in one area can be reused by another station in a different area to serve another customer. There is a problem, though. The sheer number of small cells required to build a 5G network may make it hard to set up in rural areas. So this is where I'm going now. The weaponized targeting of the United States in rural areas is to move people off of the rural lands. We have certainly all been told about the Wildlands Project map. Many of you have seen that. But the reason that they want people off of rural lands is to move us all into these resilient cities for absolute and complete mind sway and control.
That's
now,
right.
I think, Ted, you've probably interviewed, as I have, many, many targeted individuals who have been traumatized, tortured with the results of directed energy weapons. And this is real. For any of you that have not heard about targeted individuals, it's a must that you understand. They're crying out from all corners of the globe because they have been absolutely, absolutely traumatized where they can't work. They are, most of the time they're homeless. They go after people usually that are single, but certainly many whistleblowers are targeted as well.
Let me add something to this. This is really important because I've talked about this with my listeners. What Deborah's talking about, and this is what they're tying us into the space grid for, the space fence. This is what smart dust is all about. This is how they're doing the Gwen Towers and the nanoparticles, and we've talked about all of this stuff on the show. They need to put read-write assembly RNA units and also uplink assembly units into your bodies that tie into your central nervous system to actually send out your DNA. And what Deborah's talking about is they're finding we now have targeted individuals with really good corroborative testimony that they have actually found a way to link into this individual via either it's through direct location when they can look at them and see them, or it's from an RNA DNA uplink in which they're testing these systems. And what she's saying is that this is the initial rollout of full mind control, full thought control, full everything control, using 5G networks and all the other things that I've talked about, using the nanobots, the smart dust. We talked about before how when your body has been given strontium or barium, that it's absorbed into your central nervous system, and when they infuse these piezoelectric crystals into you, they can actually read your DNA or your frequency, so to speak, so they can actually find you and actually target you as an individual. This is what Deborah's talking about. This technology is real, and it is happening now as we speak. Go ahead, Deborah.
And it absolutely is. And I've asked other targets, what can we do to help you? Because sadly, when the majority of the population hears people complain or talk about how they are being pursued by gang-stalking criminals and shot with directed energy weapons and psychotronics, which create dreams, they can launch into your dreams. In fact, there's a very good YouTube, a targeted individual that I've had on my radio show in the past, wrote this and sings it, and it's called Waves of Darkness. If you want to hear a targeted individual talk about his life, then listen to Waves of Darkness. Now, what we have in the Cooking of Humanity that I recommended everyone look at, our research team found on the government website a horrendous map of the United States, and it shows the frequencies around the entire perimeter of the United States. And the Cooking of Humanity explains this map, and Barry Trower extends further information about what is happening. Now, Barry Trower, as you may know, is recognized as one of the world's preeminent operators and knowledge of the use of microwave warfare. And what he has said, and I'm going to quote him right now, he said that years ago, his government said, its scientists, when it comes to microwaves, you're only to talk about things that do with heat. That's all. Just talk about heat. So they won't even discuss anything else other than heat. They will deny anything that doesn't have to do with heat. Then even deny all of their 40 years of research leading up to heat, although they've said this can cause cancer and all the damage. They can't say and won't say anything other than heat. We're only looking at heat, and heat is all that matters. So he goes on to tell us, so for the last 40 years, the English government has been lying to the people. The American and Canadian and Australian governments have been lying to the people. Global governments have been lying to the people. They have been lying to protect industry, to protect their profits, and to protect themselves. So they are really all just liars, and it's provable, sanctioned by the World Health Organization, without a shadow of a doubt. It's the same people that sit on the ICNAP certificate. They sit on our government's health protection agencies. They sit on the World Health Organization. It's all the same people. There are probably no more than 20 of them, but yes, they are going to, in my opinion, commit the worst genocide this planet has ever known, not just people, but animals and plants. They are probably going to cause more destruction than a global war, and in several hundred years' time, people will look back, whoever is able to survive, and look at what they tried to do to stop them. I can't underscore the reference to the Cooking of Humanity, because it is diabolical. But I want to go into weather weapons and how we're going to be further slaughtered here in the United States, beyond the hurricanes, beyond the floods, beyond the fires. And now we're going to talk about earthquakes. Because in the NASA war document on page 82, they say that this is what they're going to deliver. Again, this is on page 82. They're going to sink ships offshore, detonate to produce tidal waves with radioactive plumes. They're going to have ganged micro rockets, and they're going to Trojan horse everything. Ships, boats, planes, cars, trucks, packages, cargoes, and containers. Targeted effects include tidal waves, EMP, earthquakes, radiation, and blasts. Now, I want to tell you, in this NASA war plan that you can access on stopthecrime.net, you will find the use of the word EMP 7 times in this document that's just a little over 100 pages. And it's important to understand that the United States has not hardened the electrical grid. And while there have been many people that have gone to the White House over the years with the various presidents and even to the Energy Department, they're not making any headway with the United States hardening the grid. Why? Because Rothschild controls the utility companies and they're lobbying not to harden the grid. Why? Because Rothschild will likely use an EMP, just like they will use earthquakes, just like they will use the targeting and packages of poisoning all of our infrastructure, every single thing. They also talk about the use of fry and microwave lasers, and that is the fires. That's what they've done. The Air Force needs the capability to silently and quickly sabotage the enemy systems without raising alarm, and an option afforded by the silent and invisible lasers and the weather weapons. The Air Force has directed energy weapons, and they have for a very long time. So something, Ted, that was phenomenal with the night of the fires. They started on Sunday, and Monday was a holiday. We've been told many, many times that we will be attacked in the dead of night, and we were. Mm-hmm. It was 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning when people started to run out of their homes, knock on doors, get other people out of their homes in their pajamas and tennis shoes. Some people were able to get their cars out. Many lost their cars. The devastation here is unbelievable. And it's important to understand that the criminals of these crimes are now back in Sonoma County perpetrating new policies under resilience. And resilience is diabolical, absolutely diabolical. When you hear that word, which we will be talking about on further shows, you need to understand that this is a takeover of our city's financial and economic systems by the biggest hitmen on the face of the planet, Rothschild and Rockefeller. They have announced plans to restructure North America. And they have a document that they want all the mayors of our incorporated cities that do not serve us to sign. They want 10% minimum of all of the city's revenue to pay for a new resilient program to change construction, move people into cities because it's not safe to be out in rural fire danger areas where there can be mudslides. They're creating a trauma-based mind control city. They're going to use all the frequencies, all the adaptations of all of the cell phones, all of these new stations, the 5G network, for mind control in the cities. Because remember, the IEEE document about 5G says that foliage interferes with the frequencies as well as rain, and it's not as adaptable in rural areas. So that's why they want us in to the cities. Certainly it's not because of climate change, and we have to reduce our CO2 emission and our carbon footprint. That's all a lie. So it is the final taking of our ability to think, the final taking, because sadly we have already been so tremendously dumbed down with all of the delivery systems that we're getting from the Rothschild and international banking cartels. Our food supply, our water's poisoned, the air is poisoned. Everything that we're having done to us is poisoned. Now we're going to jump quickly into these implantable chipping programs that have come out in ID 2020. And it's very important to understand what they're doing. They believe, and they hold it to believe, that if we know about it, which they tell us beforehand of the diabolical encroachments on our lives that they're going to create, they tell us beforehand so that it appears that we're giving our consent. So
that's right.
What is very important to understand about this diabolical implanting global ID program, which when we went to that IEEE meeting, we were told that every single thing on this planet that is either a consumable item or a living item will be chipped from
That's
the
right.
date of manufacturing until the end of life. And for people, it will be at birth until you die. And this is said in this summit, ID 2020. We will be chipped, all of us, because we need to have identification so that we can vote, so that we can not be human trafficked. They say with people without identifications, they're more highly victims of human trafficking. They want us to be able to access health care. There's no such thing as health care. It's all sick and death management.
That's right. Deborah, I want to add one thing to this. What we need to realize is that Deborah's 100% right. And this is an insidious plot to microchip every single person because they want to be able to keep track of their slave race. They want to keep track of your energy field, of your frequency. They want to be able to control every aspect of your life. This is George Orwell on like super duper steroids. I mean, this is really, really bad what she's talking about, but this is exactly what their plan is. It's not health care. It's death care. How to manage you and keep you as sick as you possibly can be for most of your life to draw and extract as much money from you and resources from you as they possibly can. These guys are infected with the curse of greed, and Deborah's absolutely right. It goes right back to the House of Rothschild. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely true. And what we're seeing in this ID 2020 alliance at a glance is they're using the number of 1 billion people, but that is what they did with the smart meter rollout. They told us that there were pilot programs, and it appeared that they weren't going to be deploying all of these meters everywhere. They are planning to deploy all of the RFID chipping everywhere. They tell us that without an identity, individuals are often invisible, unable to vote, access health care, open a bank account, or receive an education, and bear higher risk for trafficking. They go on, without current population data, public and private organizations struggle to broadly and accurately deliver the most basic human services. They go on to tell us that without a way to prove who you are, these individuals are often unable to access critical social and financial services, such as voting. Well, I want to insert right then and there. Voting, if you're voting, you're giving your consent to this de facto system because there is no such thing as an elected government on any level. It is all a corporation. It is set up to appear that you have the opportunity to elect. We've learned time and time and time again when we have attended meetings, no matter what they were, school board meetings, county health department meetings, city council meetings, or local city government meetings on all levels. They give you the opportunity for public speaking to continue to create the illusion that you have input, and you don't. None of us have had any input. And if they listen, it's only because they, again, need to make it appear that we have rights. We don't. They go
well,
on
okay.
to say...
Let me say one thing, Jim. We're almost out of time. The show is almost over. But Deborah's absolutely right. This is the Delphi technique that we talked about several months ago on the show. You can go back into detail on that. Deborah, go ahead and take about the last 30 seconds, and I need to close the show, but go ahead and give out your information again. Sorry to be so abruptly, but I wanted you to get out as much information as you could.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and give out your information, give out your website again, and go ahead and tell people how they get in touch with you.
Yes, please go to stopthecrime.net. subscribe to our website. You can view our latest YouTube. It's entitled UN Agenda 21 is Now Resilience and After the Fires. We're going to be reporting on a frequent basis the status here in Northern California. We're going to be attending meetings so that we can clearly articulate what is happening, how it is happening, so all of you can look at it and in your cities the way that it is occurring here. And it is vital that we understand our reality. We're really seriously in the midnight hour here. And the assaults of weather weapons are increasing. We're told by our governor here in California that climate change has set a new reality for increased fires and other weather and climate change realities. All a lie.
Okay, Deborah. We're out of time. Your email again. Your website is stopthecrime.net. Correct.
Yes, stopthecrime.net. Okay. Everyone can subscribe to that.
I'm gonna bring you on like immediately in a few weeks again to bring you another hour of this, folks that are listening today. I want to thank Deborah so much for coming on with me today and just sharing with you all of this information. This is the most jam-packed show I think we've ever done as far as all the different topics that we've talked about. Again, Deborah, thank you so much for being my guest today. But guys, I want to share something with you, and this is so very important. When we start talking about stuff like this and we start going into detail on all of these nefarious activities our government and these Rothschilds and these Sabbatean Kabbalists and these Luciferians or whatever you want to call them are involved in, this is all about the enslavement of mankind. This goes right back to Genesis chapter 6, in which the Bible talks about how every thought of every man was evil all the time. This is why they're trying to do it. This is what they're trying to recreate, is that utopia for evil that they had in Genesis chapter 6. That's what all of this genetic engineering is about. That's what all of this mind control is about. That's what all of the things they're doing is. That's why it's so important that you understand that you have to have some type of a relationship with God, with Yahweh, that you have to have a relationship with Yeshua, because he came here to stop this. This has been going on before. This isn't the first time this has happened on this planet, but he knew this was a cycle that was continuing and that he needed to break the cycle to allow us not to be enslaved by these guys. Because remember, the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and it's so critically important that we understand this, that we don't allow information like this to become overwhelming to us, because it can overwhelm you. I mean, Deborah and I both attest to the fact that when you get really involved in this and the deep research and the context that we have to use in order to get to this type of information, sometimes it's overwhelming. That's why you have to keep your heart and your faith in Christ Jesus. Because if we don't, what ends up happening is we basically get into a situation where we don't know where to go or where to turn or what to do. So guys, I want to thank you so much for listening to the show. I want to thank you for supporting healthmasters.com. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want you to know something. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And again, my thanks to Deborah for being on today. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Pastor Chuck Ball will be on with us tomorrow, doing a full show with us tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks again. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.